Well, praise God. Thank you so much for tuning in to Frustrated to Sophisticated International Prayer Call. Tonight, we are diving into prayer. We are so thankful that the Lord has opportuned us another chance to come to Him in prayer. And so we are going to go ahead and read a scripture, and immediately after our scripture, we're going to go into prayer. And I'm going to be reading Psalms 148, and I'm going to read verses 1 through 3. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise Him in the heights. Praise Him, all His angels. Praise ye Him, all His hosts. Praise ye Him, sun and moon. Praise Him, all ye stars of light. Tonight, we are really going to be just praying and giving God praise for divine protection, giving God praise for grace and for mercy. And we are going to be lifting up the family members of those in Nashville, Tennessee, who have lost loved ones in the shooting in the Christian school there, in the elementary school. We're going to be lifting them up in prayer. And we are going to be praying for the government. We are going to be praying for our leadership. Tonight, we are going to be praying as the Holy Spirit will lead us. So let us get started. Father, we just thank you for another opportunity to come to you in prayer. Father, we come to you first asking that you would forgive us of all sin, Lord God. Forgive us of sin that we have committed knowingly. And Lord God, even sin we have committed unknowingly. Father, we come to your throne of grace, Lord God, that we may obtain your mercies today, Lord God. For God, your word says that we are to come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain your mercies, Lord God. Father, we thank you so much, Lord God, for opportuning us the ability to come to receive your grace and to receive your mercies, Lord God. For God, we are well aware that it is nothing so great that we did, but all about what your Son, Jesus Christ, did, Lord God, for our sake. Father, we thank you, Lord God, tonight for everything that you have done in us and through us. Father, we thank you for your Son, the ultimate sacrifice, the only sacrifice, Lord God, that could have ever been made for us, Lord God, and eligible. Lord God, none of us could have done what Jesus Christ did. Come on earth and walk the face of the earth and walk and live a holy life without sin. And then, Lord God, die for the sake of sinners, Lord God, and then resurrect, Lord God, and then take the keys of death and sin from the enemy. Father, we are grateful. We are grateful to have you as our Savior. We are grateful to have you, Lord God, in our lives. Father, we could not do anything without you. Father, we thank you, Lord God, so much, Lord God, because you are an awesome God. Father, you are so awesome, and you're amazing in everything that you do, Lord God. Father, now we see, Lord God, that there are attacks on every end. Father, there are so many different things going on in this earthly realm. And Father, it's nothing that should be surprising to us, as your word has already informed us of all of these different things taking place, Lord God. But Father, you said in your word, Lord God, that you will protect the righteous, Lord God. Father, you said in your word, Lord God, that you would give your angels charge over us, lest we cast our foot against the stone, Lord God. Father, we thank you for divine protection tonight, Lord God. God, we know that it is not in and of ourselves, Lord God, that we are protected by you. We know that our life is in your hand, Lord God, and we know, Father, that there is nothing we can do without you, Lord God. Father, we know, Lord God, that your word clearly states, Lord God, Father, that we are nothing without you, Lord God. So, Father, we just thank you tonight, Lord God, for your divine protection. We thank you for covering us. We thank you for watching over us. We thank you for everything that you're doing in us and through us. Father, tonight we come to you thanking you for protection, thanking you for provision. Lord God, for truly you are a provider. But God, truly your word says, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Father, your word gives us a guarantee, Lord God. God, your word gives us a guarantee that our needs are met through you, Lord God. Father, help us to keep our eyes on you, Lord God. Father, that all of our needs, Lord God, will be met, Lord God. Father, we just glorify you today, Lord. For God, we know that we can do nothing in and of ourselves, Lord God. Father, tonight we come to you lifting up the family members of those, Lord God, who lost loved ones, who lost children, Lord God, in that horrific shooting, Lord God, in Nashville, Tennessee's Christian school, elementary school, Lord God. Father, we're asking that you touch those, Lord God, who have been affected, Lord God, Father, mentally, emotionally, physically, Lord God. Father, touch them tonight, Lord God. Lord God, we asking that you would comfort those who are in desperate need of comfort tonight, Lord God. Father, I can't imagine, Lord God, receiving a phone call from my children's school stating that one of my children was shot, Lord God, or was killed, Lord God. I couldn't imagine receiving a phone call from one of their schools stating, Lord God, that such an incident has happened, Lord God. But Father, this is the case for those in Nashville, Tennessee. So Father, we're asking for your arms of grace around these people, Lord God. We're asking for you, Lord God, to intervene on their behalf, Lord God. We're asking for divine peace over each one of those families, Lord God. You know better than all of us, Lord God, what each and every one of those family members were going through and what they are going through now since this incident, Lord God. Father, we're asking for your covering, your hand of covering over them, Lord God. God, comfort their hearts, Lord God. Though we know that it is tough, Lord God, console them in this hour, Lord God. Father, help them understand, Lord God, God, that you are God that see and know all things, Lord God. Help them to understand that you're right there for them, Lord God. Allow them to experience your divine comfort, Lord God. Though it may be painful, though it may be hard at this time, Lord God, God, I believe and I know, Father, that you are a miracle-working God. I know that this incident is not too hard for you. So, Father, today I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise for what you have done and what you're yet going to do. I magnify you, Lord Jesus. Father, I ask that you will continue to watch over and protect each and every one of those kids, Lord God, that were affected by seeing such a horrific accident take place, Lord God. Touch the family members, Lord God. Touch the faculty and staff, Lord God. God, touch the school board and district, Lord God. Father, move by your Holy Spirit in this situation, Lord God. Father, you know and you see all things, Lord God. We're asking that your divine will be done in this situation, in the name of Jesus. Father, tonight, Father, we out of obedience come to you tonight, lifting up the government, lifting up leaders in the government, lifting up, Lord God, those who are in the legislative office, Lord God, lifting up these different offices, Lord God. Father, asking that you would begin to just touch the hearts of those, Lord God, who are in leadership positions, Lord God. Father, we're asking that you would give them a trembling fear of you, Lord God. A trembling fear of reverence of you, Lord God. Let them see and know that you are real, Lord God. Father, we need you, Lord God. This country needs you, Lord God. That is the reason why we are coming out of obedience. For God, your word says, if my people who are called by my name would humble themselves and pray, repent, and turn from their ways, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land. Father, we need your healing in the land, Lord God. We need a move from you in our land, Lord God, and we can't do it, Lord God. We don't have the power to do it. Father, we lean on you as our Savior. We lean on you as our resource. We lean on you to make a way, Father, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we magnify you tonight. We magnify you tonight. We exalt you tonight, Lord God. We exalt you tonight because there is none like you, Lord God. For God, we know that you see and you know all things, Lord God. So, Father, each and every one of these leaders, we lift them up. Father, we ask that you would recondition their minds, Lord God. Give them a mind, Father, to do things the God way. Father, as the forefathers of this world, Father, did base, Lord God, the policies and procedures of the United States upon, Lord God, we're asking that you would touch each and every one of the leaders and give them a yearning desire, Lord God, to adhere, Lord God, to your voice, Lord God. Now, Father, we stretch forth our hands, Lord God. Lord God, we're stretching forth our hands from the north, the south, the east, and the west, Lord God. Father, we're asking that you move in a mighty way, Lord God. Father, we're asking, Father, that you would move in states all over this world, Lord God. We're asking that you move, Lord God, move by your Holy Spirit. Now, Father, we go outside the boundaries of the U.S., Lord God, and we're asking that you would move in a miraculous way and touch the different countries, Lord God. Father, you know and you see all things, Lord God. We're asking, Father, that you would begin to move miraculously in other countries, Lord God, in this world, Lord God. Father, we lift up the United Kingdom tonight, Lord God. We lift up Germany tonight, Lord God. Father, we lift up Ireland tonight, Lord God. Father, we lift up we lift up Africa, Lord God. We lift up Dominican Republic tonight, Lord God. Father, we lift up many of these other countries, Lord God. Father, we're asking, Lord God, that you would move by your Holy Spirit in these countries, Lord God. Move by your Holy Spirit, Lord God. We're asking, Lord God, for divine deliverance, Lord God, in these countries, Lord God. God, we ask, Father, that you will move by your Holy Spirit. Father, we see, Lord God, the catastrophic event that took place in Brazil, Lord God. We know, Father, that it displeased you mightily, Lord God. We know that it displeased you mightily, Lord God. However, Lord God, we know, Lord God, you said in your word, Lord God, Father, that you would hear the cry of your people, Lord God. So, Father, we call upon you today, Lord God, asking, Father, that you would move in such a miraculous way and call these people to repentance, Lord God. Father, they need to know that you are real, Lord God. Father, we are not here to bash them, Lord God. We're not here to bash them, Lord God. Father, we're here to lift them up in prayer, Lord God. Father, we're lifting up Afghanistan, Lord God. Father, wherever the righteous are in Afghanistan, Lord God, Father, we're asking that you would cover them in Albania, in Algeria, in Andorra, Lord God, Angola. Lord God, we're asking that you cover your people, Argentina, Lord God, Armenia, Lord God, Australia, Lord God, Austria, Lord God, Father, Bahamas, Lord God, Lord God, Bahrain, Lord God, Bangladesh, Lord God, Barbados, Lord God, Father, Belgium, Lord God, Benin, Lord God, Father, Bolivia, Lord God, Father, Brazil, Lord God, Bulgaria, Lord God, Father, all of these different countries, Lord God, Father, we're asking, Father, for divine deliverance, Lord God, Father, Canada, Lord God, China, Lord God, Colombia, Lord God, Central African Republic, Lord God, Father, Czechoslovak Republic, Lord God, Father, Denmark, Lord God, Father, Ecuador, Lord God, Egypt, Lord God, El Salvador, Lord God, Fiji, Lord God, Finland, Lord God, France, Lord God, Father, Estonia, Lord God, Father, Gabon, Lord God, Father, Gambia, Lord God, Father, Germany, Lord God, Ghana, Greece, Lord God, Father, Haiti, Lord God. Father, Iran, Lord God. Iraq, Ireland, Lord God. Italy, Jamaica, Lord God. Japan, Jordan, Lord God. Father, Laos, Lord God. Lebanon, Lord God. Father, Lithuania, Lord God. Mali, Lord God. Malta, Lord God. Mexico, Lord God. Father, you know and you see what's been going on in Mexico, Lord God. Father, we pray, Lord God, that you will put a cease to the activity of the enemy in this country, Lord God. Father, move by your spirit, Lord God. Let the enemy know, Lord God, that you are unhappy, Lord God. Father, allow, Lord God, the enemy to be exposed in Mexico, Lord God. Allow the enemy to be exposed in Morocco, Lord God. Lord God, Nauru, Lord God. Niger, Nigeria, North Korea, Lord God, North Macedonia, Lord God, Norway, Lord God, Oman, Pakistan, Lord God, Palau, Lord God, Panama, Lord God, Poland, Lord God, Portugal, Qatar, Lord God, Qatar, Lord God, Russia, Lord God, Rwanda, Lord God, St. Lucia, Lord God. Father, all of these different countries, Lord God, we're asking for your covering and we're asking that you would expose the works of the enemy, Lord God. Serbia, Lord God. Father, Sierra Leone, Lord God. Singapore, Lord God. God, Slovenia, Lord God. God, Somali, Lord God. South Africa, South Korea, Lord God. Spain, Lord God. Sweden, Switzerland, Lord God. Thailand, Lord God. God, Togo, Lord God. Tonga, Lord God. Trinidad, Lord God. Tunisia, Lord God. Turkey, Lord God. Uganda, Lord God. Father, United Kingdom, Lord God. God, Venezuela, Lord God. Zambia, Lord God. Father, we lift up all these states. Vietnam, Lord God. Yemen, Lord God. All of these different countries, we lift them up and we place them in your hand, Lord God. We're asking that you would expose the work of the enemy in these countries, Lord God. And Father, we ask, Lord God, that you would eradicate the plans of the enemy in these countries, Lord God. We're asking that you would eradicate the plans of the enemy, Lord God. Destroy every work of the enemy, Lord God, in these different countries, Lord God. Father, those who are lost, who need to know you, Lord God, we thank you for missions all over the world, Lord God. God, stretching forth their hand to these different countries, Lord God, snatching souls from the hell fire, Lord God. Father, we glorify you tonight, Lord God. We know, Father, nothing is too hard for you, Lord God. We magnify your name, Lord God, because, God, you are in control, Father, and we give you glory, honor, and praise. We know that the earth is yours, Lord God, all yours, Lord God. For, God, your word says that the earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof, and they that dwell therein, Father, all of it belongs to you. Lord God, every human being, every person, every being in this world, Lord God, it all belongs to you, Lord God. So we magnify you, Lord God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise for your divine covering. We give you praise, Lord God, for intercepting the plans of the enemy, Lord God. Oh, Father, we magnify you. We continue to give you the glory. We continue to give you the honor. We continue to give you the praise, Lord God. God, we thank you for breaking down walls, Lord God, of restrictions, Lord God, walls of restrictions and walls of delay, Lord God, and walls, Lord God, of bondage, Lord God, in any type of interception, in any type of plans of interception of the enemy against the righteous, Lord. We thank you for breaking those walls down, Lord God. We thank you for allowing the righteous, Lord God, to be set free, Lord God, of bondage, set free, Lord God, of the spirit of delay, Lord God, set free, Lord God, of interception of the enemy, Lord God. Oh, we thank you tonight, Lord. We give you glory, honor, and praise tonight, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We magnify your holy name, Lord Jesus. We magnify your holy name, Lord Jesus. Father, every listener under the sound of my voice, Lord, Father, you know what they logged in for. You know, Father, what they're listening for, Lord God. Father, you know their specific need, Lord. Now, Father, I pray over every listener, Lord God, I pray that you would meet their specific need, whatever that need may be. Meet their specific need. Let no works of the enemy prosper against them, Lord God. Father, if it be that they need salvation, Lord God, I'm praying that you would convict their heart, convince their heart to come to know you as their personal Savior. And Father, to surrender their will to your will, Lord God, and to actually submit, Lord God, to your voice and to your call, Lord God. Tonight, we trust you with everything concerning us, Lord God. We trust you with everything concerning our being, Lord God, and all of our affairs, Lord God. We give them to you, Lord God. Everything concerning our lives, Lord, we give it to you, Lord God. We magnify you. We glorify you. We will continue to worship you. Father, we adore you. We know that we can't do anything without you. We ask that you will continue to be glorified in everything that we do. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your most holy name, Lord. Let your will be done, Father. Let your holy will be done in the name of Jesus. Father, we surrender this time to you, Lord God. We ask, Lord God, for the remainder of this time, Father, that you would just minister to our hearts, Lord. Minister to our hearts and our souls, Lord God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, we need to hear from you. We need instructions from you, Lord. We need guidance from you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your most holy name, Lord Jesus. I bless your name, Lord Jesus. Father, I will continue to give you the glory, Lord. I will continue to give you the honor, Lord. I will continue to give you the praise, Lord. Father, you know all of our loved ones. You know all of our friends, Lord God. Father, though we may not mention them by name, Father, you know them by way of the amount of hairs upon their head, Lord. You know them better than we do. Father, we're asking that you move in such a miraculous way in each and every one of their lives individually. Meet their personal need, Lord God. Meet their individual need in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Father, I bless your name, Lord Jesus. Lord, I bless your holy name, Lord. Lord, there is none like you, Lord Jesus.
Father, there is none like you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your most holy name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord. Glory to your name, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to your name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to your name, Lord. We magnify your holy name, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Father, we ask that you would continue to move by your Holy Spirit on this website, Frustrated to Sophisticated. Let it continue to be a blessing to those all around the world, Lord God. Let it continue to be a blessing, Lord God, to people all over this world, Lord God. Father, that they may continue, Lord God, to hear your voice through your word, Lord God, through your ministering, Lord God, a word, Lord God, through your words of encouragement posted, Lord God, through your scriptures, Lord God. Let your people hear your word. Let this ministry continue to reach souls all over the world in the name of Jesus. We will continue to give you glory, Lord. We will continue to give you honor, Lord. And we will continue to give you praise, Lord. For we know that there is none like you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You and you alone are worthy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Glory to your most holy name, Lord. Well, once again, I'd like to just thank you for chiming in for prayer tonight. This is Frustrated to Sophisticated founder Annie, and I am your host for tonight. I am very elated that you made the opportunity to just chime in, to just hear prayer, just to hear prayer over your heart, your soul, and mind. God knows and he sees everything that you have been through and everything that you're yet going through. Continue to call out upon the name of the Lord, and I am sure whatever your individual needs are, God can meet these needs, and he will meet these needs according to his divine will. I thank you so much for chiming in. I thank you so much for your dedication and your devotion to hearing and listening to these prayers. I'm asking that you continue to share the website, and I'm asking that you continue to share the International Prayer Call with others, that they may also chime in and just be prayed over. A lot of times we just need someone to just pray over us. So I pray tonight that the Lord will continue to watch over you, that the Lord will continue to protect you, that the Lord will continue to meet your every need, that the Lord will continue to intercept the works of the enemy as it relates to you, that the Lord will continue to eradicate the works of the enemy as it relates to you, that the Lord will continue to take you on higher levels in him, that whatever your heart's desire is, as according to the will of God, that the Lord may grant your heart's desire in the name of Jesus. Father, we just give you glory tonight. We give you honor and praise, Father, for we know that we're nothing without you. Father, we thank you so much for just allowing us to enter into your courtrooms of praise, prayer this night. We have started this prayer with a scripture, in a scripture of praise, a scripture praising the Lord, and we know that if we do not praise him, the word of God says that he'll allow the rocks to cry out. And I don't want a rock crying out for me. I don't want birds crying out for me. I want to continue to call upon the Lord myself. I want to continue to praise God with my lips. And so, and I encourage you to have the praises of the Lord on your lips. continue to walk in the praises of the Lord. Continue to give God praise for everything that He's doing. No matter what you have been through, no matter what you're going through now, you might be in a situation where all chaos is breaking loose in your life. Just stop for a moment and just give God some praise. Just stop for a moment and just give God some glory, some honor, and some praise for who He is, despite the situation, despite the chaos around you. You know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into fire, and they refused to bow down to idol God. They refused to bow down to any other God other than God of Isaac and Jacob, Lord. So tonight, we should be giving God glory, honor, and praise always. We should always take out the opportunity to give God glory, honor, and praise. I myself am guilty. I myself am guilty of murmuring and complaining. Let us have a repentant heart of murmuring and complaining. Father, we ask your divine forgiveness tonight. We ask that you will forgive us of murmuring and complaining, Lord. God, enable us to continue to praise you. Enable us to continue to have your sweet praise on our lips always. In the name of Jesus. Well, you guys, it is now 9:02 p.m. Central Standard Time. We have exhausted our prayer time. Again, I thank you so much for joining in, and I thank you so much for your devotion and loyalty to this platform, Frustrated to Sophisticated, and I will see you again. I will speak with you again on Sunday. So I will be praying again Sunday, 8:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please feel free to go back to the website and type in whatever your prayer requests are and hit that submit button. Once you do that, your prayer request will come to our email, and that email will be set aside for the next international prayer call, and then we will be praying over those prayer requests accordingly. Okay, so we thank you so much for your love and your kindness and for your prayers, and may the Lord continue to bless you real good. Take care.